News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Coming up on 8 minutes after eight on News Talk Breakfast. It should have been a straightforward bank holiday Sunday at a supermarket and a shopping centre in Carlow, but it turned into a nightmare after a man fired shots into the air in the centre itself and was later found outside by a guard. The Evan Fitzgerald was his name, from Port Rushen in County Wicklow. He was on bail and due in court later this week to face 13 charges relating to possession of guns, ammunition and explosives. Materials. He appears to have taken his own life when confronted by members of An Garda Síochána. Fintan Phelan is the Mayor of Carlow County Council. Good morning, Fintan.
Morning, Jonathan.
This literally fell into the category of things I thought we'd never see happen in this country, yet it happened in your town on Sunday.
Absolutely, and we must all understand the gravity of the situation. This was a deeply shocking and serious crime, and I know people who were in the shopping centre going about their normal business on a bank holiday Sunday when this occurred, and they, like the wider community, remain in shock this morning.
The fact that he was on bail, how is that sitting with the people of Carlow?
Yeah, well, the first thing, you know, I want to say is that the public are very anxious for answers, and I share that concern deeply. Like, I love this town and our community, and it's a wonderful place to live. And what happened on Sunday was a traumatic and deeply unsettling experience. Regarding the investigation, and I think to say first, it's important that we allow the Gardaí the necessary time and space to carry it out thoroughly. And I'd encourage anyone with footage or information to contact the Gardaí. More broadly, in relation to your question on bail, let me state clearly and unequivocally, individuals charged with possession of serious weapons, such as firearms, should not be eligible for bail. The potential threat to public safety is too great, and we saw that this weekend. And if changes to legislation are required to support this, so be it. And I will be advocating for this within my party.
The real challenge, of course, is trying to identify where there might be risk. A barrister once told me everyone is opposed to bail until they might find themselves or a family member before the courts. You know, you're entitled to apply for bail, and it is based on the judgment of a court.
Of course, but I think, you know, given what transpired here and given how terrible this could have been, you know, if the individual was on bail, then clearly he should not have been, because he represented a serious danger to our community. And I think that's very evident in terms of what transpired over the weekend. And that is the message I'm hearing clearly from people here in Carlow this weekend.
Is that not a bit of hindsight, with due respect, Fintan Phelan, is that a bit of hindsight that, you know, we know now of the risk of that Evan Fitzgerald had because he had access to a firearm which is subject to an investigation? Equally, he could have appeared before the court next week and faced justice in the appropriate way.
Well, I think, Jonathan, you know, any reasonable person listening this morning would say an individual who has bought on the dark web, as we're hearing from the reports, machine guns and other weapons, you know, I think it's very clear to anybody who's listening and takes a reasonable approach that that person does represent a serious risk to our community. And indeed, that is borne out. Now, let me say, you know, the Gardaí have to conduct a full and thorough investigation, and I accept that. But I'm speaking broadly here in relation to the issue that transpired and to bail. And I think, you know, we do need to seriously look at reform of our bail laws without question, particularly given the circumstances here this weekend.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much to the Mayor of Carlow County Council, Fintan Phelan. Christy Galligan is a former Guard, the Sergeant, who's with us on the line now. Christy, unarmed members of An Garda Síochána were the first to respond. It's a very short distance from Carlow Garda Station to the Fairgreen Shopping Centre, and they were running in as everyone else was running out.
Well, that's a norm anyway for frontline Gardaí, that we're always the ones that take the risk, and that's part of the job. And luckily enough, there was no other serious loss of life or anybody else injured in this, apart from a young girl who may have hurt herself trying to escape from what happened. But there is a serious issue here, not just unarmed Gardaí attending scenes like this. I mean, they're really, when it comes to armed, usually the ARU or the ERU should be the first responders to that, and maybe the Gardaí in the hierarchy should look at that first of all. But we, you know, this is something we hear and see maybe in America, where, you know, you have your mass shootings and things like that in America, where somebody goes into a shopping centre or a school or something. And it's very, very rare that we have it here in Ireland. The issue, I suppose, as your previous speaker was talking about, is the issue in relation to bail. And the bail is that everybody's entitled to bail. And people who are refused bail in the district court then can apply to the High Court anyway for bail, and sometimes they're released on bail under certain conditions. It can happen also in the district court, and that's, we've talked about the reform of the Bail Act for many years, and it was reformed, but you know, Gardaí can come and object to somebody who is involved in serious crime, or, you know, could be a risk to the community.
They'll still get bail. I've sat through many of those court cases in my time, where I'm kind of fascinated at people getting out when they probably should be kept in. But how much of a factor do you think is the overcrowded prison system that we have? If somebody is a threat, that the likelihood of them being put in prison awaiting further court action is reduced, because the judges know that the space isn't there.
Yeah, well, judges are very made aware, especially the district court level, are very much aware of the issues concerning persons who that they want to maybe, you know, their hands are tied, because the issue with the prison spaces has come up time after time. And like we were supposed to be talking about Thornton Hall, and that was going to be a huge mega prison that would help to alleviate the overcrowding in other prisons, but that hasn't happened. And here we are, we're doubling up and even putting three and four people into a cell, maybe just for two people, and that is a big problem. And the issue, we've seen it over in the UK or the Great Britain there, where they're releasing prisoners, allowing for space for more serious offenders to be put into to jail. And that's something that needs to be looked at as well. You know, the minor offences, somebody on a very, very minor offence or something could be released, pending a probation of and work in the local community as part of their conviction, or sentence. I think there are a number of factors that need to be looked at the present moment, but I think we looked at the Bail Act, and we know that the Gardaí have many times objected to bail, but that's overruled by the district court, depending on the judge as well on the day.
Idiot. Absolutely, and that is the nature of the justice system. Finally, Christy, our armed response in this country was built up to deal with gangland crime. And that's why we have armed support units around the country. We have the ERU in Dublin, and of course every detective is issued with the firearm. An incident like this, does that give you cause for concern that perhaps we need to reconfigure that armed response?
Yeah, I think we look at the numbers in armed response, even within detective units, you know, they have been depleted over the last number of years. We've seen the reduction in numbers of people, people leaving the Garda Síochána, unfortunately, people who are trained up, maybe that could have been added to the emergency response units or armed response units, you know, and that's a big difficulty for the Garda Síochána at the present moment in time. Maybe there isn't enough, and they're being spread very thin around the divisions or districts, or maybe in certain areas like Munster, Leinster, Ulster. We know there's a big issue where armed response units, you know, you can only stretch them so far, and they cover vast area, you know. And if you're in one part of Donegal, in Mallon, Donegal, and you have an armed response maybe in South Donegal that you need to attend to, that's a lot of mileage.
It is for someone to get to, but in this circumstance, thankfully, Armed Gardaí did respond in good time. Christy Galligan, former Garda Sergeant, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.